July 31st is National Heat Stroke Prevention Day. Each year, dozens of children suffer heat stroke after being left inside a car. Over the last 2 months, heat stroke has claimed the lives of two Utah children in separate incidents.
These are predictable and preventable tragedies and continue to happen year after year. Since 1990, more than 800 children have died in hot cars. Just this year, we have documented the deaths of 30 children through the end of July. Last year, at this time, the death toll was at 25.
That was Janet Fennell, founder of KidsInCars.org, a group that monitors child safety. Jackie Gillen, president of the Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety, helped draft the new proposals in the House and Senate. She says the best way to reduce child heat stroke deaths is through technology.
Have reminders for drivers that the headlights have been left on, or that the doors have been left open, or that the keys have been left in the ignition. Why not also have a reminder system that tells us the child has been left behind?
While the bills do not prescribe how the alert system should work exactly, Fennell says there are several ways to implement them, and doing so would be cheap.
GM is working on it with regards to the sequencing of how doors open and close. There is sensor technology, and the list goes on and on. So it's really not a matter of if the technology is there, if we need to make sure it is in all vehicles.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.